order, and we have several bills. First, I'd like to consider Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 37, Finance. I'd like to inform Senator Kelly, Senator Rohde, that we have a packet of information. I would like to have authority to calendar this. It will be my recommendation to you due to the travel schedule of some of our legislators and the fact that people need to see just what's included, that this be calendared on Monday. We've been very careful in this committee not to make other than technical changes. There are only two changes that have been made on this bill, are being recommended, and those have to do with the fact that we are 1 year past when we considered it. That had to do in section 16, when the bill takes effect as of March 1st, 1990, and the other section, section 16, page 12, okay. Page 12 changes the date. Would you explain that, Ms. Faustson?
Yeah. For the record, I'm Melissa Faustaff, Senator Sturgiewski. Section 16 is a section that requires the Department of Education to fund projects in a particular order. One of the criteria by which they need to make the list is projects that are approved by the Department of Education before July 1st, 1989, and approved for reconstruction or renovation by the qualified voter before November 1st, 1989. The Finance CS had this date as July 1st, 1989, and this has been changed to reflect the election, municipal elections time in October 89, when that was approved.
In other words, that will make all of those elections that were held qualify, which certainly, since the bill was in effect, that's the intent. Those are the only two things that have been changed. We would need a motion to adopt the committee or the rules committee substitute.
So moved, Madam Chairman.
All right. We have a motion to adopt the rules committee substitute. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Swaghammer, you're here. Did you have anything to add to the discussion?
No, ma'am.
Any questions on the part of the committee? I would appreciate a motion to giving authority to calendar.
Madam Chairman, I would move the unanimous consent that the bill be calendared at the discretion of the chairman.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The we have other pieces of legislation that have been posted for consideration. That would be committee substitute for House Bill number 238, Judiciary. And this is has been in rules and has gone through with unanimous due pass from the Judiciary Committee and is before us for the possibility of calendaring.
Madam Chairman, I move an unanimous consent. The bill be calendared at the discretion of the chairman.
Do I hear objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Then we have Senate Bill number 88, an act relating to investment securities under the Uniform Commercial Code. This was heard in Judiciary, had a unanimous due pass.
Also been around for a year. That's enough time.
All right. And also labor and commerce. What happened here? Is that Judiciary? Both Judiciaries? That's odd. That should be labor and commerce.
This is labor and commerce.
Yeah, it's funny.
Unanimous
further is the next. Yeah, unanimous due pass from labor and commerce. What's the pleasure of the
committee? Moving back to Amazon, the bill will be countered at the chair, discretion of the chairman.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay. So we'll the rules committee meeting is adjourned.